Okay, let's get into Parshas Kisetze, Tavshin Pei Vav, as we are counting down the days, counting up the days, the last days of the year here in Tavshin Pei Vav. We're in Chodesh Elul, and Parshas Kisetze. Kisetze, as we say, just to note before I forget, again, there is a chumrah to be aware of in this week's landing, and some rabbis might announce this, and that is this. This year is a Shana Mubaras. It's a leap year, so therefore there will be 13 months between the two Parsha Zachars from last year and from this coming year. So there is a Chumrah of some Achronim in the minority. None of the Rishonim mention it, which is a Raya that it's probably not needed. Not just probably, but some say that if the reason that we do Parsha Zachar once a year, where we have to remember Amalek, so why do we have to do, why do Chazal say once a year, not every day, not once a month? Because the Gemara says after 12 months, you forget things. So if it's 12 months, so there's 13 months between these two Parshas Zachar, so this week's Parsha, before we lay Maftir, maybe we should have in mind just in case. So again, that's a nice Chumrah to remember, but again, it's not Me'ikir Hadin. We don't have to read it three different times with three different Nuschos and Avkavana, but that is something just to keep in mind for the Maftir of Kisetze this year, as we get into the Shana Mubaras. We're not there yet, right? We didn't say L'chaparas Pasha in the, there was a whole discussion in the Rosh Chodesh that we just had, but that'll come. Bez Hashem. Okay, so we start off Parshas Kisetze, 74 mitzvahs. About 28% of all mitzvahs are in these three Parshias. Re'ei, Shoftim, and Kisetze, about 170 or so mitzvahs in these three Parshias. So the Torah starts off, Kisetze, Lamal Chamal Aivecha, when you go out to war against your enemies, Unesano Hashem Lakecha Biyadecha, Hashem gives you your enemies in your hand, Vereshit V'isa Shivya, we get into the Eshes Yifas Toar. And, as is, Rashi tells us in the first Rashi, he says, Selah Melchama, B'Melchemes HaRashus HaKasim Medaber. Right, the Torah is talking about Melchemes Rashus, SheB'Melchemes Eretz Yisrael, Ein Lomar V'Shavisa Shivya. Because Mechamas here just saw there are no captives. So it's Mechamas HaRishus. Okay, without getting into the details, the halachic details. But if you look in the Nachlet Tzvi, he says in source number one, like many Bali Musar discuss a deeper idea relating to many of the mitzvahs in the Parshios of Chodesh Elul. But especially here, as many of the Bali Musar say, that what Melchama are we talking about? Kisetze la Melchama, what are we talking about? Alevecha, we're talking, of course, about the Melchamas HaYetzer. Right, the challenges that each of us have trying to better ourselves. So let's see what he says. The Melchemes HaRishus, again, which the Parshat Pshat is that it's not a Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Rishus. It's a, I wouldn't say voluntary, but not obligatory. Let me explain a deeper idea here. Dine kolam mafarshim pirshu, all the mafarshim explain, dezeh Melchemes HaYetzer Hara. The Melchemes HaYetzer. The Isa b'Mesechas Avos. So what did it say in Pirkei Avos? Harishus Nesuna. You have Rishus. Everyone has Rishus, meaning Bechira Chavshus. Right, the Mishnah says the Rishus Nesuna, Balabayis Makif, Hayom Katzar v'Malacha Meruba, V'chein Isa b'Rambam. That same word is used. Rishus. Right, Perikei of Hilchas Shuva. Rishus b'Chaladam Nesuna. Rishus, ability. We shouldn't say, we don't say permission because we don't have permission to do something usser. So Rishus doesn't mean permission, but it means we have the ability. We have the option. We have the option to decide correctly or incorrectly. Rishus l'chol adam nesuna. In Rasal Hatos asmola derech tov. If somebody wants to turn themselves to the positive, ulios tzaddik, to be righteous and make the righteous decision, Rishus biyado. The Rishus is in his hand. In Rasal Hatos asmola derech ra'ah, harishus biyado. Remember, the Rambam continues and says, every person has the ability. Don't let this pass through your mind, what that many people think, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer ala Adam from the beginning of his being to, you know, to do A or B. Right? The Gemara says that everything outside of our control is determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashir, Ani, all the other details of factors. But Tzadik or Rasha? That's in our Rishus. And the Rambam says we could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, or as evil as Yeravim ben Nevat. But the Rambam uses the Lashon of Rishus. Nobody is withholding. So says the Nachal Tzvi now. Right, when you go out to your enemy, know that this is a melchama that's in your rishus. The melchama is harishus akasa medaber. When you go out to war, zu kavanas Rashi, you can put in all the other dvarim hamusariim into the continuation, varisa shivya, varisa bashivya, but at least the first phrase, kavanas Rashi, the melchama is harishus, v'hainu kamosha kasa v'arambam. Rishus l'chaladam nesuna, la'eza derach sheyir tzalahatos harishus biyado, la'asos kein. We have rishus, we have the ability, and we have the, the only creations. Again, it's something that we have to recognize every day of our life, but especially at this time of year. Kadosh Baruch Hu created universes and worlds, and only one specific creation has Bechira Chavshus, right? Which is a reflection that that's the ultimate goal of the world, right? Animals and angels, both are robots, right? They're both automatic. Right, only human beings were given the ability to choose. But the Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Brachos that that's what Tzelem Elokim is. Tzelem Elokim is the ability. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol chose to create the world. Different pshatim in the Rishonim and the Achronim. What does it mean that we're like Hashem? Tzelem Elokim. The Meshech Chachma says Bechira Chavshus, that we have ability to choose, to make decisions. Right, that's godly. That's godly. That's more godly than angels. Right, we are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. We mirror HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. And that's what, but not, b'melchemes harishus. We have to know that the melchama that we fight each day, we have the choice to make the right decisions. Rishus chadam nesuna, le'eza derech sheyirtza. Okay. So we move right along, and we have Yifas Toar, and we have Yerusha, and we have Bensor Amora. Bensor Amora, as we have the Parsha, ki yela ish ben sora mora, when a man has a rebellious son, a nenu shomea, b'kol avivu b'kol imo, he does not listen to the voice of his parents, v'yisru osov lo ish ba'alam, he's warned, he's punished, v'sav so aviv imo, one of the most mysterious parshios in the whole Torah, how to understand, as Chazal say, nidon al shem sofo, he is judged based on the future, based on what we see this is going to lead to, right, which is exactly the opposite of Basher Husham, right, judge him as is, this is the Bensorer Amora. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh here in source number 2. Ki el ish, einenu shomeya. Tzorach ladas omro einenu. Shahavi lelemeimar eino shomeya. What do you mean einenu shomeya? What's that extra letter? Just say eino. V'ulai shebala ha'ir. Maybe it's to teach me. Ki kisha adam mamlich b'socho yetzahara nishlala mimenu hayediyah v'hashemiya. Right? Eino shomeya, he doesn't listen. That's about, let's say, a specific, there's something that said, I'm not listening. Eino shomeya, the Arachayim HaKadosh is trying to tell us something deeper. Right? When we basically give away that rishus that we were just talking about and allow our, you know, pulls and drives to, rule, nishlo lamimenu hayediyah v'hashmiya, mehanomer elav, then negated to him is the ability to listen. Ki hayetzer omed al mafteach halev, umonei advar mehagia el anefesh. He says, and he gives a mashal. V'himshalti l'hadavar l'melech shahayu sho'arav ganavim v'listim v'abam l'kbol l'fnei ha'melech mehem ha'itachin sh'ashorim ha'hem yotzil em rishus l'ikanis l'chayvam l'melech. Are they going to let you in to talk to the king? You have these guards outside that are causing trouble. They're not going to let you in. K'mochen ha'davar hazeh ki yeh l'ish einenu shomea. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, it doesn't mean just a specific not listening. He's become a gavra that doesn't listen. It's not about any specific time. Right? We become people, the Betzor Amor became a person that his ears are closed. Mushlal hu be'erech hashmiya. It's not that he doesn't listen once. He's conditioned himself to not be a listener. and not being a listener is ingredients not to go the right way. The attitude that has been developed doesn't just mean that he doesn't listen, but he is not a listener. That's inenu shomeya. And obviously, the positive, we have to recognize the idea of becoming listeners. The first step in any tshuva process is the ability to listen, the ability to open, to be open to listening. We've quoted the smock in the past. Sefer Mitzvahs Katam, one of the Bali Tosfos, who has a separate mitzvah saseh to be mekabel tochacha. Umaltem es arlas halev. To circumcise the foreskin of our heart. Together as a mitzvah saseh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Because after all, you know, we our defense mechanism for ourselves. You know, this is who we are. Eineni shomea, the message that we could get is that we have to become shomim. We have to open up our hearts, right? Open up our hearts to be able to hear, to be able to allow the messages that we hear to penetrate our heart. Right? We quote, Shabbos Shuvah time, right? We quote the story of the Magid, you know, giving the Musar Shmuz on a Tuesday afternoon in the middle of, Teves and about making sure that we work on our Shalom Bayis. And Rav Issa Zalman, who was sitting in the back of the room, you know, Rav Issa Zalman comes over and says, well, you have to embarrass me in front of everybody for it. And the Magid says, I wasn't talking to you. And Rav Issa Zalman says, well, you could have told me privately. You could have just said, you have to work on your... And the Magid writes in the biography that it took him weeks to convince Rav Issa Zalman that he wasn't talking to him. But Rav Issa Zalman was somebody who was open to listen, to open to hear, to say, okay, it's something that I could hear and learn from. We've also quoted in the past the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? The Midos of a Chacham and Chilufehen Begolam, right? The seven Midos of a Chacham. One of the Midos of a Chacham, right? He doesn't interrupt the person who he's talking to, and Amasha lo shama, omer lo shamati. Right? And what he didn't hear, he says, oh, I didn't hear. That's the midah of a chacham. What's so great about that? Right? Amasha lo shama, omer lo shamati? What? And if he says, if he makes it up and says, no, I heard it, he's a liar. You mean a chacham and the opposite of a golem? And what's the opposite? The chilufein begolem. Amasha lo shama, omer lo shama, omer shamati? That's a chakran. That's not a golem. A golem is an unfinished product. A golem is, like we know, a golem is not a human, so to speak. So what's the opposite? So the opposite is, exactly opposite is a masha shama omer shamati. What I heard, I say I heard. What does that mean? Masha shama omer shamati. So I heard many years ago from the Nishmat Avraham, from Dr. Abraham, that no, we could be in a shiur and we heard the whole shiur already. We've heard 10 times we've heard this topic. There's one new thing in the shiur. There's one nuance. There's one different way of looking at something. Oh, wow. Almasha lo shama omer lo shamati. That's a chacham. What's a golem? Somebody who doesn't have his ears open. It's 95% new. I've heard that pasuk spoken about. Ah, rabbi's repeating himself. I've heard that already. Amasha shomar mar shamati. What's the message? Einenu shomea bekolenu. The Ben Sora Mora has developed himself of being someone who doesn't listen. Not just not listening now, but we have to always be listeners. If we're listeners, then we're able to improve and to move up the ladder. The Torah, as we know, tells us the unique character of a Ben Sora Amora, at least according to one opinion in Maseches Sanhedrin, it never happened. Right? The details, it has to be just the first couple of months after the boy is 13 years old and he steals from his parents and he has a lot of meat and he drinks a lot of wine. So many details. And so according to one day, the parents have to have the exact same voice, tone, and other details. So the Gemara says, Lo Hayav Lo Nivra. And why is it in the Torah? We don't have enough mitzvahs. Drosh v'kabel schar, right? Betzor Amora, Irani Dachas, and Bayis HaMenuga. Those are the three that are suggested in the Gemara, at least according to one opinion. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, source number three. Hayamachrizin v'chol Yisrael. Right, the pasuk says v'chol Yisrael yishbu v'yiro. At the end of the parsha ben Sora Mora, by the four, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, based on the psukim, dalat shrichan achraza. There are four that we need to announce when they're punished. And Sora Mora, Mesis, and Edim Zomamin. Hayamachrizin v'chol Yisrael. Bez din ploni saklu es ploni mibnei shoyi ben Sora Mora. Amru Chazal ki din zesha ben Sora Mora lo ira me'olam. It never happened. Who should tipsa perak ben Sora Mora? It's in perak ben Sora Mora. He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph Tanya ben Sora Mora v'ir nidachas lo hayu v'lo asidin lios. Don't think it's gonna happen. V'la menechtavu drosh v'kabel schar. Ask Rabbeinu Bachai. V'im kein yesh lishol mipnei ma hutzricha haTorah lohodia v'lichta mashal ohaya. There are so many messages that we could get. Is there a unique message of this story that we didn't get from other stories in the Torah? Messages. Umasha ein inyanu noeg berderach ha'olam. It's not common. It's not normal to have such a situation. Avozeh haya mechachmas ha'Torah. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, 800 years ago. Zeh mechachmas ha'Torah lolamedas es ha'am godel chiyav avas Hashem Yisbarach. You know, this mitzvah teaches me. You think, like, what is this mitzvah? Such a, you know, a far-fetched. Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem. A Betzorah Mora is Avas Hashem. Shaharei, look at his parallel. Right? Is this similar to any story in the Torah, Betzorah Mora? No. You know what he's going to say? Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak. Exactly the opposite. The greatest son in the world. Right? Yitzchak listening to his father. Betzorah Mora rejecting. No, no, no. It's exactly the same. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, Shari ein lecha ava chazaka ba'olam ka'avas ha'ava ha'im la'ben. There's no deeper, greater love than a parent for a child. Right? A parent for a child. The child exists, the parent loves the child. The child doesn't have to do anything. Just the existence of the child, there's the love. V'kivan shehaben over al mitzvah Hashem yis'ale. If the son is violating the mitzvah Hashem, visit Darko Keselo, and he's being foolish. The Torah tells the father what the father has to do. Is Ben Sora or Mora like a choice? The son's acting this way? Let the kid be? Rabbeinu Bachai is saying, no, this is what the father would have to do. Would have to do. Not Chas V'Shalom as a child sacrifice, but because the Ratzon Hashem is the greatest value that we have. The Ava Vashem has to overcome all other loves. Al Ava Saben. Achi Itztarchu Lahavi Oso Haim Ba'atzman. Lebezdin Laskila. To bring their own child. Again, it never happened. Why? Because there was never a son and never a parent with this situation. Ukvar Boha Ininazebechi of Godel Ava Vashem Yisbarach Mefurish Betorah. Where do you have a similar idea? Akedas Yitzchak. What does Hashem say to Avram? Kill your son. Kill your son? What are you talking about? Rabbeinu Bachai there in Vayera talks about how much love Avram Avinu must have had for this son after so many years of being not having a child and finally, and he's growing up and he's been learning with him. Ki Avram im heyoso ahavoso she Yitzchak aza v'chazaka. Again, I didn't bring it, but you can look there. It's a similar lashon in Vayera. After so many years and giving up hope, Avram didn't hesitate. It doesn't mean that he didn't have the love for Yitzchak. It just means that his love for Avraham, his love for Hashem was able, because he knew that Yitzchak was a gift to him too. Avim Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him Yitzchak Avinu. V'higber Avas Hashem Yisbarach al Avoso Shel Yitzchak. His love of Hashem was greater than his love of Yitzchak. As great as it was, it's hard for us to fathom. And maybe it's not possible for us mortals. But this is Avram Avinu. The Rambam talks about this at length in Hilchos Shuva in the 10th Perek. Go look there. Vashlemus hamaylazos karu Avram Oavi, va'oznis parsim l'chol ha'olam godel chiyavava l'shem yisaleh. The whole world came to know the love that we have to have for Hashem. Shehi Re'uya Lavar Kol Min Yava, to overcome all other Avas. Hopefully most of the time it doesn't come in contradiction. Right? If a husband and wife love each other, but they love each other as being a team of Ovdei Hashem and building a family, hopefully it all comes together. And it fits with each other, but here this Ben Sora Mora is anti. Umizeh Amru Josh V'Kabal Schar. That's the message. The message of the parents having to overcome the love for their child because they know this is the Ratzon Hashem. Kach Shamati Mipi Arav Rash Mori Sheyechya. Maybe this is, I'm not sure who this is. You gotta look it up. I forgot to look up in the notes. Mashanim Sasham Amr of Yochanan. And what it says there, remember that Gemara we just quoted, that there's a day that it never happened. But two of the three, one question about the Girsa, one of the other rabbis, the Gemara say, no, I was on the kever of a Ben Sora Mora of Yerni Dachas. Ani Yashavti al kever of Ben Sora Mora of Altila of Yerni Dachas. Ef Shalom et Apollo Gabraisa. Either it's a machlokas. O Shema Hadr Rabbi Yochanan Lohay Ben Sora Mora Gomor Elokinyan Avshalom. It wasn't mamish. It was just a rebellious son. Aval Lohay Ben Sora Mora Gomor Kedin Torah Shenigmar Liski. Okay. So that's two thoughts about Ben Sora Mora. The idea of the double Lashon Einenu being a listener and Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Moving right along to another mitzvah. Again, every Rashi often in the Parsha talks about the juxtaposition of the mitzvahs. The first aliyah, Yifas Tovar, Sina Sa'isha, and Ben Sora Mora, and then Sina leaning to, the Motzi Shemra, and later on we have Ma'ake, Shiluach HaKan, and Ma'ake, and Tzitzis. Rashi talks all about the, every pasuk is another mitzvah. But we have, Perach HaBeis, we have Ashavas Aveda. Ashavas Aveda, Lo Sase and Ase. Lo sira eshar achicha, perach beis pasag aleph. Lo sira eshar achicha, o eseyo nidachim. You shall not see your friend's ox, your brother's ox, wandering. Vizalantavayim. You shall not turn away from them. Hashev tishivim lachicha. You shall surely return it. Vimlo karav achicha elech v'lo yidato. And if you don't know whose it is, he's not around. Vasato toch beisecha v'yimchad rosh achicha oso. Vashiv oso lo. And return it to him whenever he comes. Just to Ben Yechaberav, my father, Zechron Levracha, loved to quote this pasuk because the Rambam quotes in the Pirshim Mishnayis in Nedarim, Hashiv Osalo as the source for returning one's health to somebody who lost their health. The Rambam counts that, this pasuk, not for Rapo Yerape, which is the chi of to pay by Chavala, but the Rambam quotes, based on the Chazal, Hashiv Osalo as the mitzvah to not only return lost objects, but to return lost health. V'chein ta'asela chamora, v'chein ta'asela simlaso. Anything that's lost, lo suchal hisalem, do not turn away. Says the Menachem Tzion, in source number 4. Says the Menachem Tzion, one of the great darshanim. Baba Kama darshinan, hashavas gufo minayin, tamalomar v'hashev oso. Ma'amar chazal zechayiv la'orer etzleinu. Right? We have a chiyuv to return items. I just said return health. The Chafetz Chaim, he doesn't quote the Chafetz Chaim, but the Chafetz Chaim and others say, if you have to return somebody's property and somebody's physical health, then obviously you have to try to return somebody's spiritual health. And this is one of the sources for us to be involved, L'karevis halavavos, to bring closer the hearts of many around us. Lo'orer etzleinu machshava ritzinis u'maleas achrayis. To awaken in us the feelings of responsibility. Im anu mitzuvan al hashavas gufo, if we are commanded to return the physical health and the physical assets. Kavachomer shanu mitzuvan l'hashavas nafsho. Im anu ro'im echad me'achenu to'eh. V'to'eh. Right, he has the double lashon. To'eh, wandering, v'to'eh, and mistaken. V'nidach l'drachim al kalkalos. And he's wandering on crooked paths. Ledeos nifsados ulamaisim raim, going down the wrong path. Kol shagange on mitzvah lashiva lechishara v'nachona. We have to put him back on the straight path. We have to do what we can to inspire, right? Not to schlep, not to handcuff, because that's not going to help. They're just going to run back. To inspire, Yechezkel ben Adam inavei al roei Yisrael inavei v'hitmartaliem l'reim komar Hashem v'chulu madiv ma'od ladas. writes the Menachem Zion 60 years ago, and I would say Rachmana Litzlan Kal V'Chomer in many circles today. Madiv Adam Mod Ladas Sheyeshnam Bekerev Ro'eyu Manhige Yisrael. There are numerous Jewish leaders amongst us. Ke'ele Shekol Yemeim Inam Kluim B'Dalat Amos Hamitzum Tzamo Shalahem. They're with their Dalat Amos, their Torah, and they're in the Dalat Amos of Halacha. Ve'ena Motziim Etz Sefer Torah L'Rechov Shalir. They don't take out their Sefer Torah to the street. Their figurative Sefer Torah. Heim Einam Me'urim B'Chayei Hatzibur. They're not involved. L'Karev Libos Li'Yisrael V'Yim Shashamayim. To uplift, to inspire. B'Doreinu Hanavoch Hatoev Atoev. In our confused generation, Shenochach Kfar Ladas, that we know, Ki Kol Ha'elilim Shesagdu Lahem, all the idols that are worshipped, Mas'os Shav Shebadu Lahem, Va'ideologiot, ideologies, Hanachrios Sheimsu Lahem, that they adopted, Hochichos Afsuzon Hamochletes, Olamam Aruchani Chashad Badam, we know it's so dark out there, there's so many people that need help, Ve'achshavi Mechapsin Nesivas Chadoshas, they're looking for new paths. They're thirsty. There are so many of Achenu Bnei Yisrael that are thirsty. They're empty inside. They're looking for ruchnius. They're looking for meaning. They're thinking. They want to become closer, turning the page. And therefore, it's a shas kosher. Shas kosher to inspire. Shaskosha to inspire. But there are those, right, the Menachem Zion is saying that don't worry and don't have that achrayus and don't think that it's in there on part of their avodas Hashem to model the Gemara in Meseches Yuma. Somebody asked me this summer, someone was interviewing me. He said, what's the most important job of a Jewish leader? I said, I don't know. Can I ask one? But I said, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha shehishem shamayim is'ayiv al yadcha. If I can think of one line. Right? That people should see us and be drawn closer to Hashem. That's the most important. And he says, Ko'ev ha'lev ladas, line 5. Sheinavuas yecheska b'yem ha'mahem odem etzika lanu b'zman hazeh. B'yesterdays b'yeser sa'oz. There are leaders amongst us that don't have it on their job description as being an inspiration to others. Sheheshem shemayim es'ai v'al yadcha. And be careful, Rachman al-Islam, not to say anything that would drive Jews away from Hashem. We have to be so careful. Bavod Azar Isi quotes, L'chol avedez achicha l'rabos es ha-mumar, m'chuyavim lo l'sayim ha-chzer avedez l'bayil ha-mumar, even if somebody is heretic. Got to return his items too, which means you got to return his neshama. We call shegein she'asur lahalim ayin lashavas nafsho l'kahal Yisrael. And he says, this is what we have to focus on, what we have to do. He says at the end of the, again, this was written 60, 70 years ago. Manoalu anashim beineyem charedim kitzoniyim hamishtamshin. Again, he does not using that in the modern usage. He's using those are the extremists, hamishtamshim, bekalus, beklalos, yemach shemam bezichram. Adayom hazeh, we hear such lashonos. Just floating around, Rachmana Litzlan, people using the word Nazi, people in the yemach shemam. This is not a new phenomenon that the Menachem Zion is talking about. La'elu she'enam shleimim mimam, b'deos v'maisim. They call people who aren't following their path. They use such terrible, terrible lashonos. Rachmana Litzlan, says the Menachem Zion, hashavas aveda. It's a bitul asay and it's a los asay, and we have to make sure we do what we can to inspire all Jews and non-Jews around us as much as we can. Okay. We continue with, again, which mitzvah should we not talk about? The mitzvah of Ma'akeh. Torah tells us, Kisivna by Eschadosh by Shlishi, V'yasisa Ma'akeh l'gagecha. We build a Ma'akeh for our roofs, lo sasim damim b'veisecha, kitivne bayis chadash, says Rashi, kitivne bayis chadash, as we said before, im kiyamta mitzvah shiluach hakan, sovcha livnos bayis chadash. right? The juxtaposition, we just spoke about Shiluach HaKan. If you do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, you can build a house. You'll be zocher to build a house. V'tekayim mitzvahs ma'akeh, shemitzvah goreres mitzvah. Every mitzvah causes another mitzvah. V'tekiya l'kerem, then you'll get a vineyard. You'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of kilai ha'kerem. V'sadeh v'ganoim, not where shatn is. L'kach nismucha parshios halal. That's where you have all of these mitzvahs. Says the Shem Yishmuel in source number 6. Says the Shem Yishmuel regarding mitzvahs and mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Here's Rashi, quotes the Rashi that we just read. Af sheschar mitzvah b'hai al-maleka, it's just small ha'ara. But as the Chazon Ish once said, there's nothing small in Torah. Says the Shem Yishmuel, even though there's no schar in this world for mitzvah, so what does it mean? Right, if you do Shiluach HaKan, you're going to get to do, get a house to do ma'akeh, and then get the clothing to do shatnez, not to do shatnez, and so says the Shem Yishmuel, let me just clarify. Even though there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world, there can't really be schar in this world because, you know, this whole world is just preparation. Right? This is the hallway. But you're gonna get the main course in the hallway. I'm walking into the ballroom. I'm walking in the hallway. They're gonna bring me the main, you could have, you know, they're not gonna bring you the steak. You're still walking. You're not there yet. Hatkin atzmacha v'pruzgar, k'dei she'ikanes l'tzraklin. We have to get ready in the hallway to be able to be in the ballroom. V'olam abo, olam atachlis. Olam abo is in the next world. It's at the end of the hallway. V'yal karchach, schar mitzvah shehi hatachlis baba olam atachlis. A schar for a mitzvah that is about ends and not means, that's not going to come in the world of means. Right? It can't come in the hallway. But again, says Zemi Shmuel, that's only where the schar is the ends, and it's not meant to be used for anything. But if something is there for us to be mekayim more mitzvos, then it's also achana. You could get some schar in the hallway if it's going to help you, you know, continue walking down and be excited more. I don't know. Maybe a couple of hors d'oeuvres that we snack on in the hallway, you know, will give us a little whet our appetite as we keep going down the hallway. So when we get the house as a schar for Shiluach HaKan, it's not the schar for the ends. It's the schar to be able to then do makya. And then clothing in order to do, you know, v'chulu, v'shuv ikanami b'hai alma. And that's what we do, and that's what we say in a couple of weeks, zachreinu l'chayim, everything is, why do we want life? L'mancha elokim chayim. It's l'mancha. It's for you, for us to use that in order to get close to you. Okay. So now we skip, again, there's a lot, but we'll skip a couple of parshios, and we go to Perach Chav Dalet, Pasach Chav Beis. Chav Dalet, Chav Beis. Right, out of the many mitzvahs that we have relating to Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, the Ramban famously, if I'm going out on a limb, I can really say it, the Ramban in Parshas Bo discusses why there are so many mitzvahs that are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim more than any other event. How many times does the Torah say Shema and Tfilin and Kiddush, and Shabbos, and Yantif, and Pidyon HaBen, and Petach HaMor, everything. See, here's another one. The Matnis Aniyim. Matnis Aniyim. We have Leket Shicha and Peah, and then we have Leket Shicha and Peah of a vineyard. The end of Perach Avdalad. Kisach Mot Zeischa Lo Sefa'er Acharecha, Lager Le'esov Al Amalaiya. When you harvest your olives. Kisif Sar Karmacha. Right, in Hebrew / Mishnaic language, there's a different word for harvesting depending on what you're harvesting. Right, we say harvesting in English, but there's bitsira and mesika, right, about olives and grapes and figs, different word for each one. And after the Torah says you have to leave it for the ger yasov almanav, v'zacharta ki eved isa be'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember, you were an eved in Mitzrayim. Al kein anochi mitzavcha la'asos es hadavar hazeh. That's why I give you I give you this to do. Again, I'll give you these mitzvahs to do. Says Rav Soloveitchik. Again, we could talk about this on any parsha, but it's printed here in this week's Masoras HaRav. V'zacharta ki evar yisa. This is not dafka yitzias Mitzrayim, but remember, you were in Mitzrayim. You were in Mitzrayim. Right. Whenever the Torah wishes to impress upon us the mitzvah of having compassion and sympathy for those oppressed in society, it reminds us of our helplessness. Reminds us the state that we were in Mitzrayim. The most defenseless elements in society are usually the slaves, the proselytes, the gerim, the widows, the orphans. And over again in the Torah, we're told, right, you got to take care of them. The Egyptian experience may therefore be regarded as the fountainhead and moral inspiration for the teaching of compassion, which is so pervasive in Jewish law. A number of years ago, we had a Shabbos HaGadol drasha about why we... Before anything, Hashem says to Avram, you're going to be in Mitzrayim and it's going to be terrible. And then you're going to come out. Like, why? Why do we have to be created through the Kura Barzel of Shibur Mitzrayim? Well, it wasn't a punishment for something. Nothing happened yet. Hashem was recognized by Avram. One of the goals, explains Rav Soloveitchik, is to create a certain midah within us. Once Avraham chose God, Hashem chose us, but he needed us to personify this midah. The fountainhead and moral inspiration for the teaching of compassion, which is so pervasive in Jewish law, it sharpened the Jews' ethical sensitivity and moral awareness. The Medrash, Rav Nechemia, the Egyptian bondage was of great value. It served to implant within us the quality of kindness and mercy. To this day, even Jews who are alienated from religious practice seem more responsive than Gentiles to causes which affect mankind. Right? Tikkun Olam, they're all always Jews. Always Jews. Sometimes, again, the hierarchy is a little messed up, but it's the Jews that we are all always involved in the chesed. There are crimes which come harder to a Jew than to others. This may sound chauvinistic, but it's statistically true. Murder and physical violence were unheard of amongst Jews in the past, and are still proportionally rare among those who have any roots in their heritage. V'chulu. Right? What is Chazal saying? Yevamis rachmanim baishanim gomle chasadim. Those are midos that came through being oppressed and being the victim, which sometimes, as many social scientists point out, sometimes if we're let out, the victim becomes the aggressor. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't let that happen. When we left, we didn't run out like a bunch of animals. Hashem made us wait, orderly, with Moshe. And then he quotes, right, there are two words which are often used interchangeably, but are not synonymous. Remember we mentioned earlier in the shiur, we mentioned to listen and to be a listener. It's about the Maisa or about the Gavra. So it says Rav Soloveitchik, a similar idea here. Mirachem and Rachman. Merachim is verbal in form, a participle, and accordingly places emphasis on the deed, on the maisa. He has compassion to... That's different than being compassionate. The person described as a merachim, then, is one who performs many charitable acts. He may at times be cold and unfeeling. In each situation, he hesitates, deliberates, v'chulu. He does nevertheless manage to perform many deeds of compassion. That's merachim. Rachaman, on the other hand, is an adjectival form describing an attribute, a characteristic. The Rachman is a person who has only one choice, to act compassionately. His attitude flows naturally from his personality. He's become conditioned himself or herself to be able to be a Rachman. Now, that's what life's about, as we said before. To have it come naturally. To have it be so foreign for us to act in a certain way. The Jewish people have been described as Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, a people from whom compassion and communal responsibility flow naturally. We know this. A Jew anywhere in the world is in trouble. Any Jew in that community will have him in their house. That's just what we do. Total strangers. Right, in his detailed legal development, the halacha is the embodiment of this insensitivity. Right, we have an idea of arvus, an idea of connection. It says of Soloveitchik, v'zachar tegev arisa b'eretz Mitzrayim, that's where it came from. it's not just something natural that human beings might have, but when it comes to a Jew, it has it. Okay, there is something major just to finish off tonight with a major thought that's mentioned by the Eish Tamid in Rav Druk Sefer. About Amalek and its Ad HaYom Hazeh, we have this discussion. So we say, when Hashem allows us and we rest from all of our other enemies, when we have rest from our enemies, we have to wipe out Amalek. So it's very interesting. What do you mean? If we have rest from all of our enemies, so what do you mean? Amalek's one of our enemies. When you have rest from all of your Ivim, Timcha Zecher Amalek Lo Tishkach. So what do you mean? He is one of our Ivim, isn't he? Ha'ara Gedola Yesh Lahair. Balashan Apasak Mizba'er. Ki mitzvas mechias Amalek kinu ba'ofan shel. When do we wipe out Amalek? V'haniach Hashem alokecha alocha mikolai vecha misaviv. When all of our other, he's going to be the last one. Right? You have to try to get rid of all of them. V'haloshan tamuah. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu kvar hiniach lonu mikol ha'oivim, hari Amalek bechlal kol ha'oivim. Amalek is part of our Ivim. Ve'eno kayim od. Uma lonu lashuv l'mchoso. If all of our enemies are gone, then he's gone too. V'madayin kayam hu, hari she'olo hunach lonu mikol ha'oivim. Then the whole first half of the pasuk isn't true. So mimanav shach. V'haniach Hashem alakecha lecha mikol ha'oivecha. It says mikol, not just some of them. So he's included in mikol ha'oivecha. So how do you read the pasuk? Okay, you can say everybody besides. It doesn't say that. So Hanir Bir Ha'inyan says the Eish Tamid here. It's not Amalek. Amalek's not included. Oh, so it's chutz? No. Asher Amalek enenu kari oyev ki im sone. There's different words. There's an enemy and there's someone who hates us. They're not interchangeable in the Torah. Vahamilim oyev visone enam rakshte milim nirdafos heima. They're not synonyms. Elahefresh gadol matiyesh beneim, they're different. Hasone, who misnaged l'guf ha'adam atzmo v'sone oto. A sone, let's say a sone of Yisrael, hates Yisrael, it's not tali on anything. It's part of the makeup and the definition of that nation, that person. Ein sin aso tluya b'davar. It's not dependent on something that if they think batla davar, batla hasina, no. Elu sone es etzem gufo shel adam asanu alav. It's a hatred that's pure and solid, not in a positive way. You can't remove it. What's an oyev? An enemy. An enemy is based on political, financial. There's a reason for it. Lo kein oyev. Enenu oyev es hara'eyu ba'atzmo. Kiemach masibos shonos. Different reasons. Umeshunos. Why is there an enemy? For 100 reasons. But once you can remove those reasons for the enemy behavior, there's not going to be an enemy anymore. It's not going to remain an enemy. And it's possible that the oyev could become, not an oyev. Zeu shetiknu levakish benusach hashkivenu. What do we say in hashkivenu? V'haser me'alein mimenu oyev. Remove the oyev, because an oyev can be removed. Kiasa oyev ein chova laharog lahachris. You don't have to destroy an oyev. You could just change an oyev. Sarech lahasiro. V'mefshar lahasiro de minias hasibos gormos. If you can remove the reasons, so then memela, the sone, the oyev will disappear. But Amalek, He's a sone. He's not an oyev. He's a sone. That's different. When the pasuk says, we'll get back to it, but again, it foreshadowed, paniach mikol oyevecha, when you're oyevim, all the enemies that have reasons, they might not be good reasons to fight you, then you go for Amalek. He's still going to be there. Before we even get back to that, we say on Rosh Hashanah night, right, all the different Yehi Ratzons, based on the Gemara. Increase us, move us, in hurry us, move us, lechol Rosh Hashanah, karsi, silka, tamar. So look at the language. Kishiyokal karsi, when we eat leek, yom Yehi Ratzon, she yichrasu, or yikarsu, son enu. Let our sonim be cut down. Kishiyokal silka, yiratzon, she yistalku, oivenu. Unbelievable. Meduyak. When it comes to son enu, he says, cut them down. Demolish them. Yitamu. Right? Yikarsu. Oivenu, yistalku. Remove them. Remove? That doesn't mean destroy them. The tzorach lesbonim. But now he says, long source 9. Madu yitzal karsi vatamar maskirim son enu. By cutting and destroying it, says son enu. Vilu yitzal silka maskir my venu. Called by das mevin, everyone understands ki ein zerak v'derech hakroy ba'alma. We're just, you know, using the words, right? We're just to play on words, but he says, according to what I just said, it's beautiful. Oyev and sone, ha'oyev enenu mazik ba'atzmuso, rak mevaki shuayz adav. The oyev always has a reason. It could be a bad reason. For rodef hu machmas inyan shirotzel asiko. He wants to accomplish. He wants to achieve something. Avolim yistaliko. So, and if it's removed, based on any reason, shuv farlo ye oyev, it won't be an oyev. And it won't be a mazik. Lachain silka, which is just a lushan of siluk removal, that's where the yiratzon came from, of putting the removal. But, you don't need krisos muchletes. But the sonev, you gotta destroy. Sorach lashmido lagamri lavilti hisher lo sarit. That's the difference between the two. Says now the Eish Tamid. Yishmael and Esav. Od yesh lafarish bazes mahusa hevdal ben Esav liyishmael. Shneiam misdagdim liyisrael. They both are our enemies. Nilcham im beverotz im barasan. They both want to cause us evil. But there's a difference between the two. Yishmael always has a reason. It's a bad reason. Right? Political, territorial. Yishmael call us nagdusu liyisrael umachba sibos misuyamos. Hu muunyan b'chelik v'nachla b'eretz yisrael. V'dori zos kasher af hubano. I'm also a son of Avram Avinu. I want to get a chelik. Akenu kari oyev. He's called an oyev. Yishmael's called an oyev because he has a reason, so to speak. Milvados on a sibos agarmos liyos oyev. Einenu oyev lambatzmuso. Esav. The galus of Esav that we're in now. No reason. Esav is from Amalek. Esav, Eino Kein. Kach Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Halacha hi, Rashi quotes this in Vayishlach. Halacha hi, biyadua, Esav, sone, liyakov. Al Kein Sovar, ki af kasher noshag Esav Esav, even though when he kissed him, why is that b'chalibo? Can't be. It can't be. Lo yitachen she Esav yichabeko yinashek liyakov b'chalibo. It's biyadua. It's a halacha. It's misora. We know that's part of their essence. Sin also hilatz muso shel Yaakov lo yoel lo Yaakov koma. Doesn't matter what Yaakov does to try to lessen. Again, it doesn't mean that he should egg him on. Yaakov didn't, but it's not going to be lessened. And that's also what he says. Also at the line 37, he gets into Yiras Zareich. Let's skip that for a minute. Go to line 13. Go to line 13 in the next source number 10. He says there's also could explain a Gemara, right? The Gemara says in Megillah, based on the pasuk in the Megillah. Esther said, right? Achashverosh says, "Mi Yosef Ezehu," and Esther says, "That man, Haman Arazeh." Amar Reb Elazar Milamed Shahisa Mach VeKlape Achashverosh. This pasuk alludes to the fact that really Esther was about to talk point to Achashverosh too, right? Issar VeOyev. Haman Arazeh. It was like both of them. Achashverosh gave the decree. How did Reb Elazar know that? How did Reb Elazar know that it wasn't just one phrase? Is sarva oyev Haman Arazeh? How do you know? It's Ram Mufloim. Beichal nokach Reb Elazar darvazeh. Uminayin lomar. How did we know that Esther did a maisa mishuna that she was gonna be mizgareh and Achashverosh? Right? Darvazeh tamua ma'od. You don't have any ochacha in the pasuk that, it says, Mikan, the language of the Gemara, Milamed, it teaches us. So says Rav Druk, it's Haflav Athela. Haman's from Amalek. That's a sone. What does the pasuk say? Ish sar va'oyev. Oyev. Haman's not an oyev, he's a sone. He's a sone. What's he calling an oyev? It must be she wasn't pointing to him. Ish sar va'oyev was supposed to go on Achashverosh. Haman ha-razet. The malach came and moved her hand. Hari Haman umizera Amalek. Haman ha-agagi. The MK call at Muso Eno Ella Sone as Yisrael below called Siba Shahi. Right, Rak Taklas and us all Mitsiusa, just we exist. That's why he hates us. Halo Haman Enenu Begeder Oyev. He's not a Oyev, he's a Sone. Ish Sarvisone. Haman Arazeh, I should say. But it does it. Umar Veniraki Mikot Miazu. That's what drove Rabbi Lazar, says the Ish Tamid. Rabbi Lazar said, it must be that the first three words are talking about were meant to go on Achashverosh and not to Haman. So if all this is true, we understand our pasuk. V'haniach Hashem alokecha lecha mikol oyvecha misaviv. When Hashem gets rid of all of your oyvim, those that have excuses, so then it's focused on Amalek. He's not going back, right? What does Rashi say? Then the Bishalach, he's going to be the last one. Ki yad al keis kam yicham al Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. But he's going to be there until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is memale his kisei, and that's what we daven for. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get rid of we could daven for both our oivim and our sonim. Because we are zoche, right, tongue in cheek, to have both oivim and sonim. Yishmael and Esav. Hashem should help us and, Be'ez Hashem, or lay the groundwork for a year of shalom, without any oivim and without any sonim. Okay, we'll stop here.